This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. Tensions between the United States and North Korea grow with every development with North Korea's nuclear program. One man who has sat at the table across from North Korea's leaders is Christopher Hill, the former U.S. ambassador to a number of countries, including South Korea and Iraq, was also head of the U.S. delegation to the six-party talks aimed at resolving the North Korean nuclear issue. Hill recently came to the University of South Florida to speak at an event hosted by the USF Center for Strategic and Diplomatic Studies. We had an opportunity to sit down with him beforehand. Ambassador Hill, welcome to University Beats.
It's a pleasure.
Now, the subject of your talk is, are the U.S. and North Korea moving toward a war? Not to be flip, it's a very complex but a very important question. Are we moving toward war? What can be done to stop this march?
Well, first of all, I don't think we're moving toward war, and I would not feel the need to build a bomb shelter right now. I think the concern, of course, is that once North Korea achieves deliverable nuclear weapons, it becomes more difficult to dissuade them from this mission if they've completed the mission. So I think it does speak to the great need right now for diplomacy, not so much with North Korea, but diplomacy with China, with our two allies in the region, South Korea and Japan. And overall, I think an approach that leaves no misunderstanding about how we regard a nuclear North Korea.
You mentioned the idea there of the neighbors of North Korea, South Korea and Japan. Do you worry that it may be the idea that the U.S. government has, the leadership of the U.S. government, that South Korea and Japan may be, I don't want to use the phrase survivable losses, but the idea that as long as U.S. does not have the nuclear missiles sent at them, this can be done in some way, this can be handled in some manner?
Well, I think the essential dynamic here is the idea that North Korea believes that by pointing nuclear weapons at us, sooner or later, and perhaps it would take some time, Americans would consider the fact that do we really want to defend Seoul when the price of that could be to expose, say, Los Angeles? I think the problem is a longer-term problem. And I think it's a North Korean effort, a very deliberate effort, almost diabolical in its approach, essentially to try to disconnect or decouple the U.S. from Northeast Asia. And I think that is the concern everyone should have. And even if U.S. administrations, this administration or the next administration, don't feel that they will ever be decoupled, who knows what could happen in the future? And if you're a South Korean, do you really believe the U.S. would be prepared to defend Seoul if the price is an attack on Los Angeles? I think it's important that South Korea and Japan see us there in the long run and don't see us in any way cutting and running. For that reason, I think the president has been wise not to repeat some of his comments made during the campaign that somehow they should take care of their own defense. This is not just about Northeast Asia. This is about our alliances and relationships all over the world.
As you said, you hope and you vision that the military is not the answer here. Is diplomacy working with the two leaders that we have here who seem to almost engage in the way that, you know, a couple of high school kids looking to prove who's the toughest engage?
Well, when I was involved directly in the negotiations during the George W. Bush administration, the second term, we had an understanding, it was a written understanding, among all six countries, including North Korea, that the purpose of the negotiations was denuclearization. Today, North Korea, under this third generation of the Kim family, has made very clear they are not interested in negotiations aimed at denuclearization. 10 years ago, I never thought there could be anyone worse than Kim Jong-il. I just didn't anticipate his son, Kim Jong-un, who seems very much dedicated to the proposition that he must complete his father's work, that is, nuclearizing North Korea, and frankly, and this is the most ominous element of all this, complete his grandfather's work of somehow trying to unify the Korean Peninsula. And this type of extremely radical and belligerent strategy is what we have to be very concerned about. And the fact that he's using nuclear weapons to try to get us to be less of an ally in South Korea, I think is a very worrisome fact.
And you feel there's one more player at the table that we haven't talked about yet, and that's China. What role do you think that they might play in this whole situation?
There's no question that the relationship with China is difficult. After all, they just had a party Congress whose real purpose was to reanimate the Communist Party state. So this is not a direction we necessarily can be supportive of. Nonetheless, President Xi Jinping of China has been very clear about his view that North Korea should not be developing nuclear weapons. And in fact, he has refrained from inviting Kim Jong-un or in any way expressing the view that he's a great ally. So in looking ahead, I think we need to see how is China's view emerging. I think it's very important for us to be sitting down and having lengthy discussions with the Chinese of the kind that Henry Kissinger did in anticipation of President Nixon's visit to China. You know, President Nixon didn't just pull a rabbit out of a hat. Somebody put that rabbit in the hat, and that was Henry Kissinger. And so when I think of a diplomatic process, I think of the way forward with China. But when I also think about a diplomatic process, lo and behold, I also think about the need for some diplomats. And this is where our Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, has had some trouble coming to an understanding that you can't have diplomacy without diplomats.
Ambassador Chris Hill, again, thank you for joining us on University Beat.
Thank you very much. Always a pleasure to be here.
You can hear more of my interview with Ambassador Hill by going to our webpage, wusfnews.org. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.